Here at the Downer Law Firm, we have over 40 years of experience handling personal injury claims such as car accidents, truck accidents, workers' compensation, even wrongful death. So if you're injured, give us a call. We've got you covered.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 704 High School Highlight Podcast. My name is Jeff Taylor, Sports Director at Bay Hackle Sports. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure as you watch us or listen to us, you subscribe on whatever, however you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment. We love to keep in touch. So, today, very special guest, Coach Jay Pogue. And Coach Pogue is kind of got a few things going on. And I'll just start by this. There is a brand new school. Up north of the city, Ambassador Christian. Yes, and you were just recently named the athletic director, as well as the football coach, the head football coach.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about your upbringing in a minute, but let's go ahead and just jump right into that.
Yep.
Talk to me a little bit about the school, because you and I have had some talk before this. Very exciting to see what's going on there and what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. First of all, thanks for having me this morning. It's exciting to be here and talking to you on the podcast and really to talk to you about what's going on at Ambassador Christian, right in the heart of Lake Norman in Huntersville on exit 25. Just a wonderful, wonderful thing that God has going up there. I would say God cast a vision of this a couple of years ago. Two wonderful ladies, Melissa Gibbs and Nicole Bryan, they answered the call and stepped into what is really the, I would guess, the faith journey of a lifetime. And we're just blessed to be a part of it. It's something. It changes every day right before our eyes. We're headed to open August 21st of this year. And a lot going on. A lot going on. And would love to share with you a little bit.
Coach, was there a vision? How did this kind of come about? Do you know if there was just a moment where you know, these two ladies or, you know, something was put in their heart to do something like this?
I think that's exactly it. And my wife is certainly, she's involved with the school as well and has a major role in it. But we've been in the area for a long time. We've actually been out of the area for the last 10 years. But prior to that, we had been here for a long time in the Davidson area. And the Gibbs family, especially dear friends of ours, and you know, Nicole and Melissa, like I said, I think God cast the vision, and they were brave enough to answer it and faithful enough to answer it. And as they started looking around, we were fortunate to get the call to come be a part of this thing, and we haven't stopped smiling yet.
For those who don't know, Melissa, JD Gibbs' wife,
yes,
and JD passed a few years back.
Yeah.
I feel like for her, this is something very positive in her life,
yeah,
something to grab a hold of.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful lady for sure, and a great family, and yeah, it's JD was such a wonderful, wonderful person, and he and I actually through the years for over 10 years, I guess, we raised our boys together in the rec leagues and football, basketball, baseball, and just had some wonderful times, wonderful moments, and. So yeah, to have her involved in this certainly is special, and thank a lot of her.
Talk to me a little bit about the school. Obviously, there is the academics as well as the athletics. Talk to me a little bit about maybe the every school has kind of some core principles.
Right.
I'm assuming Ambassador Christian has some of those principles.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through just a little bit about the academic part and the athletic part and how it all kind of comes together?
Yeah, and can I do it in 30 seconds? No.
No, you don't need to. That's the beauty of a podcast.
It is a great story. The vision for Ambassador is we feel like we're at a point in time in today's culture, today's society, where families are looking for quality Christian education. And to date, in most places, you've had to make a choice. Large school, large public school, with all the amenities of that, that come with that, and the opportunities for kids, or small private Christian school. And we're sort of taking that model and flipping it upside down and shaking it. We're going to be a large school. We're going to be public school size, have the student body capacity to offer all the amenities that a public school has. But we're going to be a quality private Christian education for these families. So that's different. That's different. Academically, we're going to be unique in that as well. We're certainly going to be next level, top shelf academics, honors classes, AP classes. You know, people know the word college prep.
Right.
We actually call it calling prep. I will give a pat on the back to my wife, Amy. Amy is the, I say she's the rock star of our family. I get a lot of pats on the back and interviews and podcasts because of the sports piece of it, but she's the educator in our family. Right. She's handling our student services, our admissions there to school. But it was a divine design moment for her one time, and she actually developed a curriculum called Calling Prep. So it's a series of assessments, tests, all these different things that go into it that allow students to figure out how God has them hardwired. So that we call it their next 40. In their next 40 years, they're in a job, they're in a profession that they're truly passionate about, that they love, that, like me, I get up every morning, I love what I do, I was born to do this, and there are days when I'm like, they're actually paying me to do this. That's what we want for our students coming out of there. So you're going to have next level academics on that side. There's also a side where more and more kids these days are choosing not to go to college,
yes.
and to get into the workforce and not to accrue the debt that comes with that sometimes.
Right.
And they want to go straight into the workforce. So we're going to have a very unique, world-class, if you will, trade school. We'll call it a workmanship center. We'll offer that track as well. Our campus is a wonderful facility, and we have plenty of land there, and you'll see that center going up here pretty soon. And you know where that goes, we're excited about that too. And so nobody has really done that,
right,
on both sides. We feel like this is going to be a model for future schools across the country, maybe, as they look at private Christian education. So excited about both of those things on the academic side and the people that we have in place to do that. So,
I love the calling prep.
Yeah.
I love that because I think, and you hit the nail on the head about, you know, some kids don't want to go to college or just don't feel, you know, and I think that word calling is big.
Oh, yeah.
I think that there are, especially in today's world, I think more and more youngsters are starting to kind of hear their calling, if that makes sense.
Right.
And maybe they're not put into the box they once were.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think for a school to be able to wrap their arms around them and help them through that,
yeah,
that's pretty powerful.
Yeah. It really leads to some really special moments.
Great conversations, I bet.
Yeah, and some aha moments. And really, it's you know, we'll stand up and say when we were coming through school, nobody ever asked us what we wanted to do or what we were passionate about.
Right.
You know, it was just sort of
your checklist.
It was a cookie cutter model, I
right,
guess.
Right.
And you know, it's the world's changing, and we've got to change with it and be adaptable. And we want to see our kids happy.
Right.
Right. And
I think the cool part is talking with you, and we've like I said, had a couple conversations. You know, the one thing I've noticed is just, you know, I had the chance to actually tour the building, and it's an awesome facility. And it's going to be awesome. You know, the word genuine comes up. I think kids really latch on to something when they see someone who's genuine.
Right.
And has that kind of feel.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
It's going to be a very relational school. The culture is going to be fantastic. And, you know, there's an old saying that people really don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
I said that right.
Right. No, it was. But, yeah, exactly.
It is about relationships, whether it's teachers or coaches or administrators, or it's going to have that aspect to the school as well.
So educational side, first class, top notch, and I love, like I said, the calling prep, and then yeah, and the trade option is going to be fantastic. Talk a little bit about the academic side of it, because I see you have your the Jumpman symbol on there.
The athletic side.
Athletic side. Yeah. Let's talk about that in terms of, because there's some pretty cool things happening there.
There are, and you know, that's my sweet spot, I guess, if I have one. But certainly, we're going to roll out 18 sports in year one.
Wow.
And people look at me like, Are you sure you want to do that? And yes, we do. And we want to be excellent.
Right.
We've started with hiring the head coaches. That has been a phenomenal experience. I got here in December, coming back from Georgia where I was coaching over there, and started the process of trying to hire coaches and attract coaches, and have just been overwhelmed by the people that want to be with us on this journey. So we are two coaches away from being full on all the 18. We've got those guys in place. We just haven't announced them yet. That'll be coming next week for wrestling and softball. Excited to do that. But some just wonderful men and women of God that have had so much success, so much experience. A lot of them have coached in college. A lot of them are in Hall of Fame somewhere for their exploits. But what I tell groups of people when I talk to them is, if you strip all that away, they're just really good people that you want. I would want my kids
right.
around. And so 18 sports coming out of the gate. And like I say, we're bound and determined that that's going to happen. Partnerships at the school have been really cool, really exciting for us. We jumped right away into a partnership with Nike. So it's something that had been in my past. I've always, in my travels, have always been a Nike school. So it's always been a good association. And you know, they're recognized as the world leader in the sports stuff. Another conversation shortly thereafter led us into being approved for the Jordan Jumpman logo brand, which I wore today for you. So very exciting, very exciting, very exclusive.
I heard you say there are not many.
Yeah,
I think there's only
200 across the country, they say, that have it.
Maybe three in Carolina?
Yeah, there's three in Carolina.
North Carolina, I guess. Yeah, I always got to say, I just say Carolina, it's just what I do.
Right. So we're excited about that. That's, you know, swag for kids is big these days, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there are a lot of kids that come in and, you know, want to come look at the school and, you know, for all the right reasons, but in the back of their mind, oh, you got the Jumpman brand.
So, right. So what kind of walk away with?
You know, and then the third one that just came along is this baby right here. If you're, and most people aren't, but, and I'll give you a real quick education, but in the world of football helmets, obviously as a coach, as a parent, you want your kid in the safest helmet that you can get. And we've struck a deal, a partnership with Visus. Has been wonderful talking and getting to know those people. Visus, if you go look at the NFL lab results, all this stuff is done out of Virginia Tech. Consistently the top helmet in the industry as far as safety and being comfortable for the kids. I mean, it's not even close. I've coached for a long time. Typically, you might have one kid in the locker room on the team who's, you know, parents may have some good resources financially, and they go and buy a kid a Visus helmet. Everybody else doesn't have one, and they walk around the whole season looking at it going, I wish I had that. And everyone on our team is going to be in a Visus helmet. So
that's pretty strong.
I think it speaks to how serious we are about excellence, how serious we are about safety for our kids, and we're excited about that too. So with Nike, with Jumpman, with Visus, there's a lot of cool things happening. I will touch briefly on this summer. We're going through a $3.5 million renovation of this facility. You know, they're saying June, July, at some point we'll have a certificate of occupancy and be able to be in there. But we want to run a full summer program for all of our sports, strength training, speed training, all of that kind of stuff. And so again, you go back to Melissa and the Joe Gibbs racing connection and all that. We've had five parent student info meetings over the last several months. They've all been at Joe Gibbs Racing. They've been phenomenal. We're actually going to be working out this summer at the facility there at Joe Gibbs Racing until we can get in our building.
That's so, a pretty impressive, pretty impressive facility.
And it's a great partnership to have. And then would love for you to investigate what they've got going there too. They have the world's largest human performance institute there. It is unbelievable, and it's unbelievable that we get to partner with them and have access to this thing. But But picture, you know, in the world of athletics today, everybody's talking about analytics and everybody's chasing that, you know, nth of a percentage to get better. That's what this is, and it's hard to describe until you see it, but 1,000 cameras around, top and bottom, force plates on the ground, really tracking data from every movement you make. They're looking at strengths and weaknesses. It can keep our athletes healthier by just identifying different things in their body that we need to work on. We can individualize strength training programs. So we're going to have some access to that too, along with a lot of professional teams across the country. So it's going to be cool being over there and being a part of that. So we're blessed to be able to have that partnership.
You said you're pretty much staff with head coaches except for two. Let me ask you this. In terms of conversations that you had with the coaches who've joined, what was their kind of – I go back to, like, Scott Taylor.
Yeah.
You know, the coach at Myers Park for basketball.
Right.
Great man. Yeah. I know him well. We've had some great conversations. I know, you know, how he feels about the kids in terms of not only ball players but as young men. The conversations they've had with you, how excited are they to be jumping into this journey? Because for some, it's probably a pretty big switch.
It is. It's a faith journey for all of us. And we're all coming at it from different angles and different stages of our career, if you will. But you've been there. We talked the other day. Once you're there and you meet the people, you see the facility, you hear the vision, it gets you excited.
Right.
And, you know, somebody like Scott, you know, Scott has a lot of ties up in the Lake Norman area, and just a lot. It was, you know, it's crazy and wonderful how God ties things together, and it was one of those stories with Scott. Yeah. It was he was looking for something like this,
right,
and has been for a long time, and we're thrilled to have him as well as the others.
Sure.
I mean, they all have their own individual stories.
Right.
They all have wonderful followings, and couldn't be more excited for all those folks, and can't wait to sort of get them in front of the kids that will enroll there.
And a little synopsis of all the coaches, you can go to, I believe you guys have pretty much all the social media.
You do.
I've been checking out their social media. If you just search Ambassador Christian
School,
you can get the bios on the coaches.
Yep.
You can get information about the school itself, some cool stuff. So make sure you head over to all of their, I saw it on Instagram. I think I saw it on Facebook. Twitter maybe too? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on? Okay. They're on everything.
I think it's X now, Jeff.
Yeah, X. I'm not hip enough for X yet.
Let me say real quick, and we'll move on, but we've got something wonderful coming up on Sunday afternoon, April 28th. That's next Sunday.
Okay.
3:00. You can go to the website and RSVP. We haven't been able to take the people on campus to date because of all the construction. So we've had all these meetings off campus, and everybody is just really wanting to take a peek at the school. And we're finally to that point where we're about to open those doors. So next Sunday, 3:00, at the school, right there on exit 25, we're gonna do a hard hat open house tour.
Awesome.
Everyone is invited. Come take a peek, be there early. And we'll do a tour of the school. There'll be, you know, food trucks and ice cream trucks and that kind of stuff there. You'll have time to meet all the people, meet the coaches, and really just sort of see what we're doing and get all your questions answered. But we'd love to have you.
And, of course, we'll have all the details on that on our website, BayHackleSports.com. I'll put it on all of my social media, so make sure you can check that out. And we'll have all the details in our kind of lead-in as you – click on the podcast. I always have a little description down at the bottom.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure we have all of that so they can check that out.
Sure.
So
here at the Downer Law Firm, we have over 40 years of experience handling personal injury claims such as car accidents, truck accidents, workers' compensation, even wrongful death. So if you're injured, give us a call. We've got you covered.
You start in August. You'll end in May? June?
May.
May. Mm-hmm. Let's do athletics first.
Okay.
Being athletic director, you would look back at year one. What would success be?
I think that's an easy one for me. It's really laying the foundation for what's to come.
That's what I was getting. Building a culture?
Yeah, building the culture is going to be phenomenal with the people we have. But really, You know, we started this thing, it was just a, you know, we're a high school. You know, I think it's important to say that, and that's all we'll ever be as far as I know, but 9 through 12, and we were just going to start with 9th and 10th graders. At our first info meeting there way back several months ago, there were a lot of rising juniors that showed up, and basically, please take rising juniors, and so we did. And that has led to a whole flurry of those, that class of students as well. But basically you're starting with, you know, mostly ninth graders.
Right.
And a good many 10th graders, a good many 11th graders. You won't have a senior class year one. So it's really important to establish the culture, lay the foundation. From an athletic standpoint, you know, I am a big believer over the years in it all starts with strength and speed. It just has to. There's not a magic pill you can take to be successful. So we have to lay a foundation there. We'll have a full-time strength and speed coach. Coach Lou Stevens is coming to us from Concord High School. Spent a little time at Cannon. A wonderful, wonderful coach and loves that part of the business. We'll actually have a strength and speed class built into the school day as part of their class load. So we won't have to have kids coming before school or staying after school. We'll take care of that four times a week. But it starts there, and that becomes part of our DNA. And then just like I say, the foundation of fun and sports, and it's just it's going to be exciting to see these kids come in here and grow up right before our eyes. So the ones that have already enrolled are, you know, they're so excited.
Right.
They're so excited. And we think this summer will be just an explosion of, we think our rosters will change every day this summer.
Right.
As people get to know us and go through the processes of applying and enrolling.
And to start a new school, especially high school, pretty much from scratch, it's a pretty big responsibility in terms of starting a school, knowing that, you know, you're building these kids for the future. And for some of the juniors who've decided to jump in, they're 2 years from college.
That's right.
So now to help guide and direct the juniors.
Yeah, it's a large venture for sure. Have got some great people in place. I want to mention our leader, Dr. Zach Gattier.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, because he's coming from a pretty big
and it's a God story in itself. Several years ago, if you know anything about private Christian education, then you've heard of a school called Valor Christian in Denver, Colorado. They've been in existence for 17 years, and in our world, it's the Mac Daddy of it's the cream of the crop. It's right there at the top as far as private Christian education. It ties together, you know, the active faith component, the academic component, and the athletics. They do it all so well. And so there was actually a time, 3 winters ago maybe, Melissa was out in Colorado on a ski trip and texted that she was going to drive down and check it out. And I think she went down and walked around. And she sent me a text that night that said, school goals, dot, dot, dot. And it was sort of, has become the model of what we want to be. You know, God weaves this thing together like he does. And as we were first starting out, Nicole, Melissa, Amy, myself, you know, how are we going to do this? And so we partnered with their first head of school, a gentleman named Kurt, who has been wonderful through this process. He started that school way back 17 years ago, was their head of school for a number of years. He acts as a consultant now for other schools popping up around the country. So we hired Kurt as a consultant, and he sort of, every week we would talk with Kurt virtually, and that sort of got us going. And then as we start to layer in everything, and we really need a head of school, Kurt pointed us to this gentleman at Valor who has been there 16 of the 17 years, has worn a lot of hats there. He's a super cool dude, Zach Gattier. Spent his whole life in Denver, and three kids, three teenage boys, and, you know, he flies out with his family, again, meets the people, hears the vision, sees, you know, it's just like the Spirit catches you, and Zach accepted the job and is moving his family cross country to be a part of this thing and to lead us. And right now we're in sort of a, we have him here for 2 weeks. He has to go back for 2 weeks, that kind of thing. So he'll be back Monday, I think, Monday night for another couple of weeks. But as we lead, you know, into that April 28th open house. So just, he's perfect. And God, you know, God's, the way God works, it's, you wouldn't expect anything less. He's the perfect guy for this job, and we're just excited and blessed that he's a part of us.
Wow, pretty awesome. So let me ask you this real quick. So we've talked about the school, but let's just a little bit more about you real quick.
Yep.
Played sports growing up. What kind of maybe drew you into coaching?
My family is all about sports. It's just ball all the time. So I never stopped. My dad was a college basketball player. Have uncles that were the same thing. A lot of sports success, I guess, across both sides of our family. But I was the shortstop in baseball, the quarterback in football, and the point guard in basketball. And it just never stopped. And it was my passion. You know, it was my calling. You know,
right.
And really knew from an early age that, you know, at that point, you all think you're going to play in the NFL.
Right.
You know, I'll retire when I'm 45 and,
right.
you know,
have plenty of,
you know,
right.
do whatever I want to do. But so when it, you know, but it all stops, you know, for everyone. And when it stopped, there was no doubt I wanted to get into coaching. I wanted to stay in it and had the opportunity to go to North Carolina State University for a few years there. Moved on to Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory, North Carolina. And then spent a lot of years at Presbyterian College down in Clinton, South Carolina.
Yep.
Some really good years down there. Daughter graduated from there. Son-in-law graduated from there. And then ended up coming back to Davidson where I played in the early 80s and got to spend a lot of years there. So just been doing this coaching thing for a long time. We were living there in Davidson for 12 years, coaching ball, and just had a great life. And there was a moment in time when God poked me on the shoulder sitting on an airplane headed out of town that I was in the wrong seat. And I could come back another time and spend about 6 hours with you telling you this journey, but it led us real quickly to a faith journey to Georgia. I'm from Dalton, Georgia, in North Georgia. And we went back to Georgia, and I opened up a Parisi Speed School. My wife went to work at the local private Christian school there, Christian Heritage School in Dalton. And there we were. We were doing a lot of kingdom work through the business. She was at a really good place there at the school. Long story short, they needed a football coach at some point, and they came and asked me, would I come over there? And felt like it was a door that God had opened for us, and tried to do both for a couple years, and found out that the area coaches don't like it when you're training a couple thousand kids and you're also the head coach at a private school, and they start transferring over. So we ended up getting out of that business, and just sort of for the last 10 years have just sort of sunk into that role as the head football coach over there. And then when Melissa and Nicole came calling on this venture, there was just no doubt that, you know, that this was what we were supposed to do. So just thrilled to be back.
Awesome. Let me ask you a couple other quick questions. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you mentioned you ran the business and some kids, you were the coach and kids transfer and stuff like that. The transfer portal for college. People who've watched the podcast,
yeah.
I waver. There's parts I don't like. There's more I don't like than I do like. Your thoughts on that? Because for me, I get it in some instances, but for me, what it's doing to high school sports, I just feel like for the kids who have a shot and have given all this time and energy, they're not getting their chance. If people have watched the podcast, I talked with Tony Bennett, the head coach at UVA, when he was in town, and he said, you know, I had six spots, five were the portal, and that left me one for an incoming freshman. Your thoughts on it?
It certainly has, the world has certainly changed. I will say first, being a college coach is certainly a lot tougher these days than it used to be.
Right.
You look at the staffs nowadays, they're having to hire staffs to control the portal. They're having to hire staffs to control the NIL
collectives. Right.
And they're spending an enormous amount of time re-recruiting their own rosters, right? Because there's so much movement. It's just crazy. It's like the Wild Wild West right now. I read yesterday that the NCAA is now going to allow unlimited transfers with no penalty. And one of the coaches, I can't remember which one, his comment, I thought it was a good point, was, okay, so in the old days, if you transferred, if you got to a school, you signed a letter of intent, you transferred, typically you had to sit out a year.
Right.
And in some cases, if you were transferring within the same conference, your head coach had to sign off on it.
I mean, really?
Yeah, they wouldn't let you
just go
in the same conference where we're going to have to play against you.
Right.
So now, you know, they've opened it up in the last couple of years where you can transfer, and pretty much that first transfer, you can be eligible right away, which was a huge deal. But now to open it up for multiple transfers, I mean, the coach yesterday said, what about their degree? You know, every time you transfer, you're probably losing credits.
Right.
And it just gets real murky.
And not only that, it's like, this will come out wrong probably, but it's a podcast. We can be honest. For me, why is the kid transferring two or three times?
Yeah.
Is it because he or she is not getting their way?
Yeah.
Because maybe they're not putting in the time and effort and energy
right.
to become better?
Maybe.
It's
there's reasons. So go back to the COVID years. Okay, and this is where it all started.
Right.
There was such a, and this is what's killed the high school athlete, or really hurt the high school athlete. So COVID years came along. At the same time, the NCAA opened up the transfer portal. Okay, and then they came back and they awarded, because some of those schools didn't play or they played a limited spring schedule, they awarded them an extra year. At the same time, if you get hurt, you can get a medical red shirt. So you've got kids that have played college football for seven years.
Right.
I want to say there's a kid that just transferred to Miami in his ninth year.
Yes.
So now you think about.
I thought it was 8 or 9. Yeah.
Think about the safety implications of that. An almost 30-year-old grown man going up against a freshman in college. It might be 19.
Right.
You know,
18, 19. Yeah.
So it's crazy. But from a college coaching standpoint, in a world of win now.
Right. I mean,
or get fired.
Right.
Win now and move up.
Right.
Then, you know, it's literally a year at a time. And as you're looking to build your roster, which has become a 1 year entity, you're not counting on kids being there for 4 years. So
right.
It's really this is my team this year. I have no idea what my team's going to look like next year. So you're concerned with today, and we've got to win today. All right. And so now, as I'm building that roster, you would think, wouldn't I rather have a kid in the portal that's 21, 22 years old,
right.
in college 3 years, nutrition plan, been on the strength and speed plan? Or should I take this 18-year-old, this skinny kid that I think is going to be a good player, but I'm going to have to develop him?
And he may not play to his junior year.
And I won't be there his junior year, most likely.
Right, yeah.
So it's this whole win at all costs is really – messed with the pendulum of college sports. And I've heard estimates that the high school athlete, there may be as many as 50% less scholarships for high school athletes these days. If you're a 4-star, 5-star type kid, just a freak, that, you know, those kids are now being offered 7th and 8th grade.
Right.
But for all, you know, in the old days, if you were a good player, there was a we could go find a scholarship for you somewhere,
right.
some level. But now so many of those really good players are having to walk on at schools and sort of earn their way. And what happens, the transfer piece of it, you know, where a kid may have signed at, I don't know, pick somewhere.
Virginia.
He may have signed at Virginia. These days, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he has to sign with Wofford, right? And he goes to Wofford, he has a really good year or two, and then he jumps in the portal trying to get to that next level where he wanted to be to begin with.
Right.
So there's just – it's.
And what's getting crazy now, there's so many people in the portal.
Yeah.
They're not spots for him.
No.
And then what I get to the point of going is, okay, so let's say hypothetically I played basketball at Virginia.
Yeah.
I go, listen, I'm hitting the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling Coach Bennett, hey, I'm hitting the portal. nothing happens,
yeah.
then what? Do you lose your scholarship? Do you go back to Coach Bennett and go, I'm sorry, I need to come back?
Well, chances are Coach Bennett has already moved on, replacing.
Right.
Right.
So now it's, and you know, the thing that I've always, and I listen, same as your family, my family, we're sports 24/7 or whatever. You just lose some of the purity.
You do.
And I get the NFL, I get the pros, it's business. I understand that. College was, I played Division III football and you know, it was football.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't know about yourself, but like even for me back in the day when it was the late 80s, you know, we basically, football season was when we did our stuff.
Yeah.
It was Division III, it wasn't Division I, but it was Division III. And basically when the season ended in November, December, we took 4 or 5 months off.
Right.
Before, you know, it wasn't 24/7. It wasn't that. And so for me, it's just, it, you know, Little League and Pop Warner is still pure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, high school, you know, it, there's some things, you know, dripping into that, you know, that we've seen.
It's a trickle-down effect.
And you start to lose that effect. Yeah. So let me ask you one final question. Mm-hmm. So back to Ambassador Christian for a second. Sports-wise, so a part of the NCISAA?
Not yet.
Okay.
There's processes that you have to go through, so we don't really know what that's going to look like, how long it would take. Our intention is to apply for the NCISAA.
Got it.
But there are, you know, there's all sorts of hoops that you jump through.
Right.
When can you play varsity sports? And then you apply, and typically there's a provisional year. So
got it.
That's the plan at some point to be a member there. So we hope that works out.
But you've had schools reach out and go, hey, we'll play you. Like,
we're building a schedule. Yep. I've got the full football schedule already built. It'll be a fun football schedule, 10 straight road games. we're building facilities.
Hey.
And, it'll, you know, football will probably, facility-wise, we'll be ready in year two, we hope. But for year one, we're going to be road warriors. I sort of like that.
I mean, you know, I
think it gives us a little grit.
Well, I think the cool part, you know, like you said to a point, you know, for me that way, you know, the year one, listen, you got, go out and have fun.
That's right.
I mean, you're a part of something special.
Yeah.
Go out and rock it out.
You're the first team.
Right. And that's, when
I tell those kids when they're my age, they'll all be all Americans because we all get better the older we get. Right. But they'll be able to look back on this and say, you know what? I was a part of the group that started that. And that's a legacy that they'll have the rest of their lives. And, it's exciting.
It's going to be special.
It is. Come see us on Sunday, next Sunday, the 28th, 3 o'clock. Go to the website, ambassadorchristian.com, RSVP, so we know you're coming. And it'll be a wonderful afternoon. Love to have all of you.
Coach.
Thank you, Jeff.
Blessings to you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all you do. I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
It is.
Much success. That is it for this episode of the 704 High School Highlight Podcast. As I said, make sure you subscribe, like, comment. We'd love to keep in touch. We appreciate you taking time to listen and watch. And as always, have a good week.
Here at the Downer Law Firm, we have over 40 years of experience handling personal injury claims such as car accidents, truck accidents, workers' compensation, even wrongful death. So if you're injured, give us a call. We've got you covered.